Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPW, shir number 116. That's Bais Pnimi, shir for women, shir number 116. In the last shir, we started to talk about a book called The Truth About Love by Pat Love. And we talk now about how television, movies, books, songs, if you're exposed to it, gives such a warped picture of what love is in their view. And we do not have an accurate picture of what true love actually, what it looks like. We don't have a concept of what a healthy love relationship is. Not just in the Torah aspect of it, but even in the general Derech Eretz based aspect of it. And as the Torah gives us special guidelines of what relationships are. There's a Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah that even a healthy non-Jew, someone who keeps the seven mitzvahs, or even a Yid, just the basic Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah aspects of relationships and what a marriage is supposed to be is lacking because of the influence of these things we mentioned, books, TVs, movies, unhealthy friends. And there are movies just simply that are based on real sick stuff. It's based on if someone, that's the problem of being exposed to movies. It's not just, put aside even the Shmiras Einayim, the fact that you're not watching appropriate things, but on the hashkafa aspects, it's twisted. That you actually believe after being exposed to this that true love is short, intense, forbidden, and non-ending, constant, sexual, physical, and it focuses and limits it just on that early stage of love, which is infatuation, and just on the chemistry aspects of things, without taking into consideration the other two very important elements, which is compatibility and commitment, is not in these movies whatsoever. You know, people in HBO, I'm not going to mention the name of the movie, Love Story of the Century. Basically, it's about a secret encounter between a married woman that's been married over many, many years, and a stranger comes along, and she spends 3 days with him like you did as an adolescent, and that's a depiction. It is really, really sick, and it gets ingrained in our culture. And it is really extremely damaging. And you come to these wrong conclusions. You come to the conclusion that infatuation equals love. It does not. You come to the false conclusion that if it isn't perfect, that means it's not meant to be. You come to the conclusion that once love, quote unquote, dies, you can never get it back. And we explained last year, that's not the case. Very often you have a warm feeling of love or sexual desire and it wanes, sometimes after the birth of a child, sometimes for other areas, and it's baloney that you can't get it back. It's nonsense. You now have a stage of love where you work at it and you bring it back. We come to the false conclusion by listening to all this that chemistry is all that matters. Nonsense. It does not. Or that love conquers all. No, you have to work on things. And here is the most important misconception that, again, by watching these unrealistic movies or listening to this literature, people just get this wrong. And this is the idea. Listen carefully. The worst misconception is that when you believe that if a relationship is tough, it means you have the wrong partner. If you're going through a tough part of your marriage, that means you married the wrong person. That is an extremely serious misconception and warpedness. Now, again, there are exceptions to the rule. There are, I'm sure, people listening that have experienced in their marriages real abuse, real physical or emotional or verbal abuse. And that does exist. And in that case, the relationship is rough. And it does mean that you have the wrong partner and you have to leave the marriage. That does happen, but in order to evaluate that, you really need to get outside guidance to have clarity that this is indeed taking place with you. But a lot of people make the wrong assumptions. Just general good people that have flaws, and even if they have bad midos that they have to work on, does not mean you marry the wrong person. In abuse situations, then yes, you got to leave. But again, you get the outside counseling. But for most of you listening, I can't give a number, 95%, whatever it is. Again, don't assume that if the relationship is rough right now, that means you married the wrong person. Not so. Another misconception that once the passion is dead, you can't rekindle the passion. Also nonsense. You work hard towards it. You could rekindle the passion and love on an emotional level and on a physical level. Another misconception is that if you're really in love, you won't be attracted to other people. That's also not true. There's a Yetzirah we have. We have a Yetzirah and will be sometimes pulled in wrong directions. The fact that we're pulled in wrong directions does not mean you marry the wrong person. It means you have a Yetzirah that you have to work through. That you have to work through. Again, people are pulled towards these things because real marriage comes with real problems and real responsibilities, and people want to escape it, so they're attracted to things that are easier. Don't assume because of that that your marriage is not real. That is, again, another false misconception. Or that if you meet the right person, you'll live happily ever after, and I'm married, and it's not a happily ever after scenario. There's always challenges coming up. So I didn't meet the right person. Again, another misconception. So these are delusions. These delusions that people have create an inflated sense of discouragement that many couples feel about their relationships. When they hit normal, predictable challenges, they think it's the end of the world. I'm going to say that again. When you are hit with normal and predictable challenges in marriage, you think it's the end of the world. Not true. Not true. You know, if you don't understand the nature of love, you'll always live in a state of disappointment. You'll never be happy with your husband, ever. No matter what great person he is, you will never be happy with him because you have a warped sense of what real life is about. That is very important. That's why we're doing this book also, to prevent these things from happening, to remove those unrealistic, unhealthy expectations, to recognize that you as an individual, you can transform a relationship if you change your own behavior. The relationship will not stay the same. If you change your behavior, the whole relationship gets better. Again, I am not discussing the 5% or whatever it is of real abuse. Where no matter what you do, the other person's a chaya and there's nothing you could do about it, okay? That does happen, but before you paskin that, you ask and get an assessment that that's really the case by you. In general, it's not the case. And don't think once you fall in love, you stay on a high and stay there forever. Again, you don't. And therefore, when you drop down, you think it's the end of the world. I met the wrong person. Again, nonsense. Nonsense. So the idea is that true love consists of highs and lows. There are peaks and valleys. That's inherent in love. It's shared by millions and millions of people around the world. You're not alone in this aspect of relationships where you're feeling the ups and downs, where sometimes you feel deeply connected to your husband, and then there are days where you feel really disconnected, or do I even know this person? This is normal. This is normal of normal. When you know it's normal, you don't panic. And you work through it. And you work through it. So this understanding helped a couple that this lady, the author, Pat Love, was working with. Basically, there's a lady, Heather, called her frantically. There's a seminar, a couple seminar they scheduled. It was already full. Come to the next one. No, I have to come to this one. Couldn't refuse. They came to the workshop. And there were couples there ranging from their own age, which was a younger age, to the age of their grandparents. And again, it was a fiancé. It's a secular concept. So this Heather and her fiancé, his name was Jason. They sat through the whole seminar quietly, hardly said a word, but they were taking in the information. And at the end of the weekend, they got up and told a story of canceling their wedding and begging to get into the workshop. And they proudly announced that the wedding was back on. And the whole workshop burst into applause. And the author, of course, felt very proud, but also very curious. What happened here? And this is what this bride-to-be answered, okay? She said that after sitting here for 2 days and listening to everyone's problems, we realized that our problems are just like everyone else's. And if you all can make it, then we can make it. If you all can make it, then we can make it. This is the idea. You see, on one hand, it is a good thing that each marriage, it's private, it's sacred, so therefore you don't like you don't look into other people's tents, like the story of Bilam. That is a good thing, that each marriage is viewed independently and you don't compare and there's no kinna and jealousy and all that. That's a good thing. But what's not a good thing is when you're in a marriage and you think that you're suffering from problems that you're the only one in the world suffering from. Meanwhile, it's so, so common. I will tell you again, you know, it's Hashgacha Pratis. Started this just being malakit. I really, like I told you many times, you know, I'm married for over 30 years, Baruch Hashem. And the first 15 years of my marriage, totally clueless about almost everything that I'm giving over now. Okay, so total, you know, didn't know, and that's what really fueled me. If I would have known, I would have saved a lot of Agmas Nefesh by knowing things. But again, the one thing that I got as feedback again and again and again is people saying, I thought I was the only one suffering from this or worried about this or struggling with this. And based on what you're saying, I realize how universal it is. That is liberating. So this young couple who came to this workshop had still a lot to learn about the nature of true love and understanding the highs and lows of the relationship that is part of the normal. But once they got that perspective, that they're no different than the other 50 couples that were in the room, then they were able to relax and move on to the commitment of marriage and learn their journey. That is why the chinuch of this is so key and so important. So key and so important. Another misconception, which we're going to talk about a lot in the next year also, is the concept that love is one-dimensional and only takes one form. Usually that form being infatuation. And that is such a mistake and such an error, and it kills relationships at the outset, creates a great amount of disillusion and disappointment, and it has to be undone. And that could save a lot of marriages when that realistic, usually, you know, that cynicism that people have with marriage, when it could be so beautiful, is a tragedy. And we need to undo that wrong conception of it that we're going to try to do, Be'ez Hashem, as we go along. Bracha v'atzlacha.